They're merit badges.
What are merit badges?
Things you get for doing projects.
Boy. Hey, what's that patch for?
Oh, that's to show we belong to the Wolf Patrol. When we get separated in the woods, we use the Wolf Call.
What's the Wolf Call for?
That's so we can tell ourselves from somebody else.
Let me hear you call, huh? How's it go?
Do it for him, Dudley.
Okay.
Dennis.
Yeah, thanks for the papers.
Jeepers, thank you for teaching me the wolf call. Oh, boy, what a keen way to tell yourself from somebody else.
Serious is more delicate than you might think.
Oh, well, I'll be very careful, Mr. Timberlake. Your plant is in very tender hands. There we are. And now tonight, when I photograph its nocturnal bloom against this dark background, it'll stand out in bold relief.
Oh, exquisite composition, George.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Timberlake.
I know you won't fail the garden.
Oh, assuredly not, sir.
Now, remember, George, if you get the photograph to Mr. Crinkie by 9 a.m., he'll give us a full page of publicity in tomorrow's paper.
You may tell the members of the Garden Club, Mr. Timberlake, that George Wilson will be alert and vigilant. Now, tonight, when this shy flower feels the darkness and slowly unfolds its rare beauty to the unappreciative night, I shall be here with flashbulb and camera, ready to preserve it for posterity.
Spoken like a true member of the judging committee.
Oh, you mean? Oh, well, me? Oh, Mr. Timberlake. A member of the judging committee? Oh, my.
Here's your nerve medicine, George.
Oh, thank you, Martha. Yes, I'll need it to calm down. This is a most exciting project.
I'm sure it is.
Well, it means a lot to the garden club.
Of course it does.
And you notice, my dear, I'm leaving nothing to chance. I'm using two cameras.
You always were thorough.
Well, that's the mark of a successful photographer. So if everything goes smoothly and something doesn't come out of... left field. Dennis, now don't you come in here. You stand right where you are.
Okay, Mr. Wilson. You can take my picture?
No, but I want to be sure I get the picture I do want to take.
Are you just going to take a picture of that old thing?
Old thing? Good gravy.
It's not an old thing, Dennis. It's a very rare plant that only blooms at night. It's called a night-blooming cereus.
Why doesn't it bloom in the daytime?
Because it blooms at night.
What time tonight does it bloom?
Oh, good grief. Whenever it takes the notion to, Dennis.
What are you going to do with a picture like that?
Well, if Mr. Wilson gets a good picture, Mr. Crinkie has promised to put it in the paper tomorrow and give the garden club some publicity.
I sure hope you get a good one, Mr. Wilson. Boy, this would make a swell wigwam if you covered these poles.
Oh, Dennis, now, Craig Scott, stop jiggling my tripod and come out from there.
Sure, Mr. Wilson.
George, I have to start dinner. You talk to Dennis.
What? Well, we'll have a very short conversation. Dennis, why don't you run on home and then come back again one day next month?
But I haven't asked you what I came over to ask you.
Well, all right. What do you want to know?
Mr. Wilson, I bet you were a Boy Scout when you were a boy.
Well, yes. Well, how did you know?
Something just told me you'd know all about it.
Well, I dare say I still bear the stamp. I was an Eagle Scout. Oh, my chest was just covered with merit badges.
Boy, you must have had a jillion badges. But how'd you win enough to cover so much?
By doing what every good scout's supposed to do. Why, I even learned to build a fire without matches.
Boy, building a fire without matches.
We even cooked our food without any kitchen utensils.
What'd you cook it in?
Oh, with whatever was handy. We were very resourceful. Oh, my troop called themselves the Seal Patrol.
Did you call each other by making like a seal?
Oh, yes, indeed. Why, every member would come on the double whenever he heard another member go like this.
Boy, you'd make a swell seal, Mr. Wilson. Do it again, would you?
No. That's enough. Now you run along home.
Okay, Mr. Wilson. I'm going to start training to be a Cub Scout.
Well, you go home and start.
Would you begin, Mother, for our wild cub patrol?
Denmark? No!
I thought scouts were supposed to help people.
Well, that's true, my boy. It's just that, I'm keyed up at the moment. Maybe we can discuss scouting another time.
We can? Oh, boy, swell! Thanks, Mr. Wilson. You're a real good scout.
Oh, yeah, with Mom away and Grandma gone for the night, I thought we'd have steak.
You sure like the cookout, don't you, Dad?
There's nothing like getting next to nature, son. My food always tastes better when it's cooked out of doors in a simple fashion, the way the pioneers used to do it in the good old days.
Just like scouts?
Well, yeah, sort of. Our forefathers used to live and work out of doors. Why, they very often slept out under the stars.
They did?
Yeah, they were rugged, healthy men, the kind it took to build this country of ours. Our civilization makes us too soft.
Well, imagine that.
Yeah, you know, there was a time when men used to cook over fires that were made without even a match.
They were pretty smart in the good old days, huh, Dad?
Yeah, we could learn a lot from them.
Well, why don't we throw this old portable barbecue away and do like the pioneers? Why, we could even camp out here tonight and sleep under the stars.
We have beds, Dennis.
Those old beds are what makes us soft. And you said I could train to be a Boy Scout, huh, Dad?
Well, yes, I guess,
but... Well, you could show me how to cook those steaks over a fire started without any matches, and I could get all kinds of good scout training.
But, Dennis...
All we have to do is just what you said. You had a real good idea, huh, Dad?
All right. There's a book in the living room on the shelf there that tells how the pioneers and Indians used to do things. You want to get it?
Boy, there was nothing dopey about those pioneers, huh, Dad? Yeah.
I think I'm the one that's dopey.
And these rocks are dead.
They're not even getting warm.
All right, I'll try the bow and spindle again. The way it's supposed to. I did it just the way the book said.
Why don't I run over and get Mr. Wilson? He says he used to start fires without matches.
Good thinking, son. After all, if he can do it, we should share this happy occasion. Go, boy, go!
This is the last bottle of your nerve medicine, dear. Don't take too much.
All right, Martha.
Excuse me, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, what is it now, Dennis?
Could you come over a minute and show Dad and me how to get our campfire started the way you said?
It was a long time ago since I was a Boy Scout, Dennis. See? And besides, it takes a lot of preparation.
Oh, we've got all the preparation.
Well, as you see, I'm very busy.
But Dad's getting no place, and I'm starved.
Well, Mrs. Wilson will give you something to eat in the kitchen.
Oh, we've got plenty to eat. We just can't get it cooked.
Dear, why don't you go and help them?
Well, if it'll help get rid of a... okay, Dennis. Martha, now you keep your eye on that plant and you call out if the slightest thing happens.
I won't take my eyes off of it.
Oh, great. Dennis, don't touch it.
I was only trying to help it along.
Well, the best way to do that is to go into your yard. Come on. What's the plan? Having a little trouble getting things started, Mitchell?
It was a little trouble before, Mr. Wilson. Now it is just plain torture.
Mr. Wilson will do it, Dad. He's had experience.
Mr. Wilson, be my guest.
Well, even an experienced woodsman has to have workable basic equipment.
Did you make this gadget, Mitchell?
Well, I did it by the book. It works.
It works well, only it won't start a fire.
Oh, well, of course, there's a knack to it. by the way, do you know how to cook the steaks once I get the fire going?
Well, I have my own ideas, but I'm open to suggestions.
Oh, well, it's very simple. Now, you and Dennis go cut a couple of fork sticks about 2 feet long. Then you skewer the steaks onto the forks and hold them over the flame and turn them till they're done evenly. All right, now go cut the forks. Dennis?
I'm going to watch start the fire.
Well, Dennis, now, if you want to train to be a Boy Scout, now, one of the first things you have to learn is strict obedience.
Come on, Dennis.
Okay.
I can take it or leave it.
Where do I tell Tommy about us cooking on four sticks?
All right, but you don't have to tell him everything.
You mean that part about your stick cooking before the steak did?
I just got it too close to the fire.
That's okay. I bet a lot of the pioneers dropped their steaks in the ashes in the good old days.
It was a popular color. Charcoal gray.
Don't you think I ought to call our patrol while we're training to be scouts?
Well, what's wrong with the wild cubs?
Maybe a little cub couldn't make enough noise. Mr. Wilson's patrol was called the Seals.
I never thought of seals as being particularly noisy.
You should watch Mr. Wilson.
I see what you mean. What about grizzly bears?
Gee, you sure are a good growler, Dad. How about a lion?
Oh, Martha, I hope this serious plant isn't allergic to noise. Maybe that's why it isn't blooming.
Oh, George, who ever heard of such a thing?
I'm going into the house, son, to get my old sleeping bag.
Pap, we're going to sleep in the tent, aren't we?
My feet will stick out, and it's colder tonight than I thought it was going to be. Yeah, will blankets be all right for you?
Say, why don't I borrow borrow Mr. Wilson's sleeping bag. Then we can be twins.
Yeah, maybe you better do that.
Okay.
I sure appreciate it, Mr. Wilson. Anytime I can do anything for you.
Yes, you can, Dennis. Well, when I get the sleeping bag, I want you to take it home with you, crawl into it, and quietly stay there. Darn thing down. No, never mind, Dennis. Never mind. I'll do it myself tomorrow. Now, there's your sleeping bag. I've got to get back to my vigil on the patio.
And I can't come tomorrow on account of I might get thirsty during the night?
Yes, I want you to take everything you could conceivably need now so I won't be disturbed again.
See if you can undo this zip.
Stop tight.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Look, I'll get my camera to take a picture for Mr. Wilson. Keep trying, Dad.
Dennis the Menace will return in a moment.
Mitchell. Well, I must have dozed off.
Several hours ago.
Oh, good grief.
Here we go, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, good gracious. Oh, thank you, Mitchell, for waking me in time.
I have too.
Oh, well, thank you, Dennis. Now, out of the way. Great Scott, it's closed. Oh, whatever will I tell Mr. Timberlake?
Just tell him that while you were asleep...
Dennis, don't even think it.
I was just going to tell you
Dennis,
that...
I think we'd better go.
Yes, Mitchell. And I've got to go in and think of what I'm going to say to Mr. Timberlake.
Dad, I took the picture myself on this.
I'm sorry, son. I'm afraid it won't do. Mr. Wilson has to have a professional picture.
Jeepers.
No, Martha, I just can't do it.
But, dear, it's past four. You're going to have to tell Mr. Timberlake something.
Oh, it's so humiliating. Mr. Timberlake trusted me. The newspaper depended on the picture. The garden club was counting on the publicity. And George Wilson fell asleep at his post. Oh.
Will you get that, dear, while I put this away?
You know, Martha... I wouldn't blame them if they stripped me of my trophies. Oh, Mr. Timberlake.
George, I just couldn't resist being on hand when you got your copy of the evening paper. Oh, what a day, what a day.
Oh, well, maybe we better go inside and sit down.
Is something wrong? You look pale.
Well, I'd almost rather cut off my retirement pay than have to tell you this.
What?
Well, the sad fact is I didn't get a picture of the night blooming serious.
George.
Well, it was evidently a late bloomer, and so while I was waiting, I dozed off.
You, George Wilson, asleep at the switch. Oh, I'm afraid the Garden Club will regard this as catastrophic.
Well, it really wasn't entirely my fault. You see, the little boy who lives next door, Dennis, kept running in and out all day, making me extremely nervous, you see.
The members aren't going to like this, George.
Well, I kept on taking my nerve medicine to calm me down, and, well, I overdid it.
I'm sorry, George, but I'm afraid that I'll have to take the plant to another photographer.
Oh, now, Mr. Timberlake, let me have another chance tonight. And if Dennis sets foot on my property, I'll...
Mr. Wilson! Hey, Mr. Wilson! Hi, Mr. Timberlake.
Dennis, don't you have anything better to do than come over here?
The paper boy, Mr. Wilson. He's coming off the block.
Well, never mind the paper, Dennis.
But it's the paper with a picture in it.
What picture?
The one I took from Mr. Wilson last night when I couldn't wake him up.
Dennis, you mean that you took a picture and the newspaper has it?
Dennis, if this is your idea of a joke...
George, if this is true, it's miraculous.
If it's true, it's impossible. Oh, Dennis.
Jeepers, can't I even wait until you see it? Mr. Crinky said it was so good, he's going to put it in the paper today.
Mr. Crinky said that?
He sure did. I took my camera to him early this morning, and he developed the picture. So is it okay if I stay?
Well, of course it is, my boy. You just make yourself right at home. My, isn't he a fine boy, Mr. Timberlake?
He certainly is, and resourceful.
I did it for good old Mr. Wilson. Pretty soon now we can talk about you being den mother for our wild cubs. Huh, Mr. Wilson?
Well, Dennis, if your picture makes the paper, I'll be right in the middle of your den.
So will I. I'll be den father.
Gee, thanks.
Oh, hi, Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Timberlake?
Mitchell, Dennis tells me the night blooming series is in the paper.
It sure is.
Well, let's take a look at it.
You and the garden club got quite a spread.
I'm delighted.
May I?
Well, let's take a look at it.
Oh, George, this is priceless. You may never get to be on the judging committee of the Garden Club, but you sure could model for mattresses.
Serious poses, but photographer dozes.
Mark Summers here, wondering, will it be the Pie Pod, the Pie Wash, or the Pie Coaster for my next unsuspecting guest? Find out on What Would You Do? It's right here next on Nickelodeon.